Miami Senator Dwight Bullard and Orlando Representative Victor Torres are the bill's authors. It's Bullard's fourth time filing the bill, twice in the House and now twice in the Senate. Torres has his name on the bill for the first time, a bill he says is about prosperity for future generations.
We have such a diverse community that I feel this is something that is needed. And it's not about illegal immigrants. It's about children, about bettering their life, an issue of economics and community fairness.
Torres notes there is a bar students must clear to qualify. They must have completed 3 years of Florida high school and earned a diploma.
We have children that come here and all they have to finish up is 3 years. But at least if they show they've been attending school for 3 years consecutively, this will demonstrate a desire to continue their education.
A similar effort that failed last year would have changed state law to mirror a federal court ruling that concluded the state could not charge higher tuition rates to Florida residents who are U.S. citizens but whose parents are illegal immigrants. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.